Welcome to Vibrant Living Conversations. I'm your host, Gemma Putty. I'm so excited to be bringing more conversations from North Idaho and across this region to support us all in glowing from the inside out by connecting more deeply to ourselves, our earth, and our communities. For today's interview, I am talking with Bob, owner with his wife and children of City Beach Organics in Sandpoint. Now, I've been visiting City Beach Organics for a few years and just love their fresh, creative food and smoothies, along with the lovely people and great vibe that the space has to offer. So I'm really excited to be able to connect with Bob today and talk more about their story, their passions, and their family behind this business. So welcome, Bob. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is fun. Looking forward.
No, my pleasure. So let's dive into your elevator description of City Beach Organics.
Oh, man. Well, really, it all started out with a tortilla, which sounds innocent enough, but we used to own a small health food store and we weren't serving any prepared foods. And what happened is my wife called me, and she didn't usually call me to tell me about a new recipe. But she called me and said, "Your girls are amazing. They finally made a gluten-free tortilla that actually is flexible and tastes good. And we're super excited for you to try it." And I was like, "Okay, cool." Because we had had gluten intolerance that we've known about for probably a couple of years before that. Okay. And just periodically, we'd play around with, hey, we love Mexican food. We don't like a lot of the gluten-free tortilla options that are out there. You know, they get really hard and crispy, or, you know, just hard to chew, whatever the issue is. So we thought, let's keep playing with making one. Right. So they finally did it, and we kept tweaking it a little bit, and we have continued to tweak it a little bit here and there over the years. But 2 weeks from that day, they, I just got a low battery signal. That's fine. Low power mode. Try that. Let's see. If we lose power, I guess we'll plug in and keep going. Sorry about that. So, yeah, 2 weeks from that day, I borrowed some money from my oldest daughter, and we bought a panini press and a 4-foot sandwich prep cart, and we had like 4 things on the menu. We started selling them out of the back of our little health food store there.
Nice.
Used to be kind of a storage area. Okay. And the neat thing that we found was, hey, these taste amazing and we love them, but people really began to increase in their frequency of coming in and purchasing those. And our grocery business side of it wasn't really increasing, but the prepared foods were just constantly on a gradual upswing. And so we're like, wait a minute, I think we kind of struck a nerve here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one thing to sell healthy organic food, but it's another thing when you actually prepare a meal for somebody.
Yeah.
And so that just kind of gave us a passion for doing what we're doing now. And we incorporated the juice bar side of it, that we had some friends that were doing that inside of our health food store that we had previously, and saw what a big hit that was. So our menu just kind of came together organically, you might say. And with really a focus on what are the allergies and preferences of our family, having 8 children, we would go out to eat and some places advertise organic and you'd be like, well, the vegetables are organic, but the meat isn't, or the sauce isn't, or the bread isn't. And so some of the kids would always not be able to eat and we'd have to come home and prepare additional food for them.
Yeah.
So it took the fun out of going out to eat, right? Like, hey, we still do dishes and prepare for some of the family.
Yeah.
So that was kind of our start, was what are our requirements for the quality of food that we need? And then found that a lot of other people are enjoying that as well. And it's been really amazing. We've just gradually grown for the 4.5 years that we've been open.
Nice.
We haven't really had a slowdown besides, of course, the COVID monster shutdown was the only time that we had a brief slowdown.
So was your grocery store in Sandpoint as well?
Nope, that was in Redding, California.
Oh, okay,
and
nice.
that evolved in what it looked like, but it was essentially a organic produce delivery business, which eventually became that in addition to a small natural food store. And then the organic gluten-free deli was added on to that. And they're actually still operating. That's called Country Organics. And friends of ours, Sam and Leah Fury, that were working for us, they purchased the business and are still operating it today. So, yeah. Nice.
So when did you make the jump over to Sandpoint?
We moved to the area in February, will be 6 years ago.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Fabulous. And did you, when you moved to Sandpoint, is that when you opened City Beach Organics? Was that kind of a smooth, well, smooth as I'm sure starting a business can be, transition?
We had a vision for it. We knew that's what we wanted to do. We knew that I didn't want to do the typical go get a job, work for somebody else, even though I did end up doing that, but that worked into our story. Basically, as soon as we moved to the area, we were actively looking for a location of where we might do the business. And we checked out a few different spots and eventually found the place on First Avenue that we ended up renting. And one of the cool aspects of it, there was equipment for sale in the windows of the building. And the building owner had operated an organic restaurant for like 10 years and had, you know, ceased to do that. But we got to talking about both the building and the equipment, and just over a series of months, really, of discussions, bought all of the equipment and then ended up signing a lease on the building. So yeah, it's right across from where you come out of City Beach, which helped bring about the name.
Nice. Okay.
Leaving City Beach, this is the easy directions for people. The only way out on Bridge Street there, you're literally driving right towards the building on First Avenue there. So it stands out as people are visiting the area and hungry, leaving the beach, and then come in and get a juice or smoothie or salad or delicious melts. And
It's
all come together very nicely. Yeah.
So with your menu, you mentioned that your daughter was part of the tortilla process, but how is it? It started with a few items and now has evolved to so many smoothies and your baked goods and sandwiches. How has that evolved? And is there a mastermind in your family that likes to lead with the menu items, or is it just a collaborative effort?
It's a collaborative effort, but I think all of us are skilled in the kitchen to a different extent. Myself being one of the last ones in the line of skilled, but I get to sample a lot of items. I'd say, my wife, she's always enjoyed being in the kitchen. And because she has had the kids involved from an early age, emptying the dishwasher, helping, you know, slice apples and spread, you know, peanut butter or almond butter on, you know, some celery or some toast, or, you know, just having them involved to whatever level they were capable of doing, rather than you go sit over there and play while mom does everything in the kitchen, having them involved. And now they really all have a passion for, you know, being in the kitchen. And our oldest daughter, Riley, has come up with quite a few of the recipes, but definitely it's been a team effort. And I'm just blessed to be surrounded by a lot of good taste buds that know how to make things taste amazing.
No, for sure. I mean, for me, it's the creativity of your menu too. It's, there's a lot of places that you can go that are using similar ingredients. And I mean, the fact that you've got the, is it the Coca Lala, your smoothie that's got like the mint and the cacao in it. And then some of your breakfast tortillas, or just tortillas, that have, the curried and the pickled veg. And like, I believe in tasting the rainbow, eating the rainbow, and creativity. And I go into your place and it's like, there is the rainbow, and the creativity and the tortillas are amazing. I rave to everyone about them. I'm not sure what your key is, but you should keep it under wraps, because that's, it's amazing.
Yeah. We'd like to wholesale them at some point. But I mean, really the blessing of it is that we have been, you know, gradually increasing and sometimes faster than we can almost keep up with, because we have a high standard, not just with our food, but with our staff, and really try to have, you know, a very loving family environment with our team, and that it's any experience that you get from the front of the house when you come and order or when we bring you your food, it's just as encouraging in the back of the house. We're not, you know, back there arguing and, you know, putting each other down, trying to make life hard. We want the team to enjoy coming to work, even though it's often, you know, challenging, a lot to do, but everybody working together and just developing relationships, and it's been really awesome. But I know that wasn't exactly answering your question, but as far as the food spectrum, I think it just became like, what do we like to eat? You know, that's how we started. What does our family enjoy? You know, we like kind of the Asian, you know, flair of the Asian wrap with the, you know, Asian salad, putting grilled chicken on there, and, you know, the curry melt with, like you said, we have house-made sauerkraut that we make several different varieties, and that could be found on some of our melts. And always is sad to me when people say, oh, no sauerkraut on mine, please. You're like, okay, that's fine. You're missing out. More for me, I guess. but one of our goals really was to try to meet people where they're at as far as their taste buds, because we didn't want healthy food to just be, I always use example of like dehydrated, you know, wheatgrass crackers or something, to where there might be a place for that for people that like them. We wanted, you know, Joe Blow on the street, never had anything healthy, to come in and be able to find something that they would enjoy as well. And, you know, everything's customizable. So if people want less sweetener in their matcha latte, you know, we have the unsweetened version. You can choose, you know, honey or whatever preferred sweetener you have. And just trying to keep it as clean as possible was really our mission, because it's easy to go out to eat, find somebody that knows how to cook, and you go, oh, that tasted pretty good. But you go home and, oh, what's that rumble in my tummy?
Yeah, right. And you go
to the restroom. It's not going well. Our feeling was we want people to leave energized and, you know, fueled up and just feeling good about what they put in themselves, and that's helping fuel the rest of their day, and they don't have to feel bad for what they had.
Enjoy it though, right? I mean, I think that's my goal, is when I go out to eat, I think there's this mentality that you go out to eat and it's a treat, so you're going to indulge, and then what you explained is what happens when you go home. And I'm like, that doesn't feel good to my body. That's not how I want to feel ever when I'm nourishing myself. So going to your place and having, I think you even mentioned there, it's a global inspiration, whether it's the Asian or the curry, or just the creative, colorful piece that just makes, for me, it makes me feel good in all senses of enjoying food, being in a nice environment, and then feeling great and nourished and energized after it. So I love it so much. I'm curious, how do you stay inspired? Is there, because there is that global essence, obviously coming from California, there's different influences over there than there is up here in North Idaho, but is there some way that your family stays inspired to try different recipes? Is it, do you have a ton of cookbooks at home, or how does your family go about it?
You know, it's, I guess, just preference. You know, we do have a certain amount of cookbooks, but, you know, we used to love going out for Mexican food. And, you know, like I said, ran into the different digestive problems with various places. But just seeing, you know, some of the basic, I guess you could say, you know, California, you know, Tex-Mex, whatever you want to call it,
right,
type of, we've always enjoyed. And so trying to take our version of those combinations. And yeah, so, you know, if we do go to another restaurant, there's a place called Raw in Ashland, and they've got a lot of good, you know, options. And, you know, we'll go there, just even looking at the decor in other places, you know, we're not afraid to borrow ideas from other people and, you know, just go, oh, that's really neat how they displayed that, because some of it, especially when you're talking about children, if you display something in a way that is appealing, they might be willing to try something that if you had asked them, hey, you want to have some, you know, hummus and carrots, or you want to have a, you know, some almond butter and honey and cinnamon and a tortilla, they might be like, what? But, you know, just sprinkling a little cinnamon on top, or, you know, drizzling something over the top of it,
right.
Just serving it with a smile and be like, hey, I hope you like it. I mean, yeah. it all makes a difference.
No, and
for sure. So not really a particular place besides, I guess you'd say we're foodies.
Yeah.
You know, we're always evaluating. And if we do try something at a different place, we're talking about the texture and the size and the flavor and wow, maybe they could have used less sugar, you know, and still made it really good and not made me feel, you know, nauseous or whatnot. Yeah. So it's just, really, I mean, and thankfully it started with what does our family enjoy?
Yeah.
And then we've taken ideas from the customers as they've given feedback over the years.
Yeah.
And, just incorporated those into what we're doing. And, you know, we have different, customers that come in and we'll make custom melts or wraps or salads for them. And we put it up on the wall sometimes because they'll start ordering the same thing that's off menu, and a different person will be there and they're like, I want the usual. You're like, what's the usual? We have one gentleman named Tim. We call it Tim style, you know, make it Tim style melt. And we've got, you know, the recipe up there on our board next to all the other items, and just different awesome. People get unique smoothies is a good example. And so yeah. We'll write those down and keep track of it so they don't have to repeat all the things.
I love it. Nice. And in your space too, you've got this sense of community with different crafts or different products from other places, I'm assuming, are in Sandpoint. But
yeah.
We talk a little bit about the Sandpoint community and just what that means to obviously your family to have those opportunities for different people in your space as well.
Yeah. I think when I think of really our customers and our community, I see kind of the fruition of what does it look like when a family comes in. And my favorite is the new moms. And they come in and they're talking about how their pregnancy is going. And then you know, see their new little one come along and they start, you know, toddling around and talking and, you know, nourishing families. And you can feel good about it. You know, if we owned a donut shop or something, we'd still put a lot of smiles on people's faces. But then we're watching kids expand in a way that, you know, direction that isn't the healthiest. And so being able to feel good about what we're feeding, you know, children and families and, you know, babies that are still inside of mama. Those are special, you know, relationships as well as, again, with our business model. Like we can feel good at the end of the day. We have a busy day and go like, oh, we sold a lot of delicious, healthy, flavorful foods, right? It's not like we sold a lot of cigarettes, you know, to go on the other end of the spectrum and making a lot of money isn't the goal. It is doing something that we love and are passionate about. And at the end of the day going like, oh, cool. And we can, you know, provide the needs for our family and do it, you know, something we feel, just blessed to be a part of really. So.
Well, and I love that too, like changing the story, changing the narrative that a treat doesn't have to be something that's unhealthy for you. Like, is it really a treat to your body if it's loaded in sugar and gluten and things that will cause inflammation? And like changing that narrative to like this delicious smoothie that's a beautiful color and has natural sweetener from dates or banana or whatever it is. Like that is a treat in a whole, like, to me, of course, vibrant is my word, but vibrant way that it's like lighting your body up, not causing inflammation. That is the kind of treat that I want to share with my family, not the donut, you know? So yeah, you provide that opportunity, which I just love. I think my next question, you mentioned a few things as far as getting your tortillas out there. What's your vision for this business into the future?
That is a great question. And I hate giving really any credit to COVID at all, because I have a lot of opinions about what's going on there. But unfortunately, a lot of the division that's happened because of it has caused a lot of casualties in the restaurant industry. Mm-hmm. I think we've had upwards of 5 or 6 all family-run restaurants that have closed down, mostly within the last 6 months or so. And that's been really sad. And so what we're trying to do is not succumb to the fear. And we have never put up plexiglass. We've never required masks of our customers or our staff. They, of course, have the option to do that if that's, you know, their comfort level. But for us, it's just providing a sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. I suppose what used to be normal,
right?
You know, actually greeting people with a smile,
yeah.
You know, rather than condemnation for them not wearing a mask or whatnot. Mm-hmm. Stickers all over the ground telling you where to stand. Mm-hmm. You know, people can figure that out. If they're sick, they can keep their distance, or, you know, obviously stay home right. if they're pretty ill. But for us, you know, seeing how culture is so quickly changed because of, you know, all things COVID, just trying to provide a loving environment for people to come in and just, I mean, I guess I'll share an example. There was a lady from Portland, and she was out in the front of the building taking selfies and just texting her husband and saying how excited she was to, you know, come to a place with such, you know, delicious meal options and not having all of the controls that a lot of communities are putting in place that have not been proven effective and have not mitigated, you know, this illness that's going around. But freedom and smiles and building up our immune system by staying hydrated and eating healthy and all these things are what we're trying to encourage in our team members and our customers. And so just providing a good place for people to come in and relax, take a deep breath, feel normal, eat healthy food, feel good after you eat, you know, all these things that should be normal, but are counter to what the culture is experiencing in so many ways.
Right, right. Yeah. Tapping into what's important, right? And the things that we can control, which is the environments we put ourselves in and how we nourish our bodies and build our immunity. I love that. Awesome. I keep going back to your menu, but I'm obsessed with it. I'm just wondering, are there a couple of like your family's favorites? That's one question. And then even after a full day in the restaurant, is like dinner time or breakfast, is food like a constant part of your family's life?
Yeah, I mean, at least 3 times a day.
So yes.
You know, we're always bringing things home from the restaurant, you know, trying new things, checking the quality. And it can also, it's a blessing. I wouldn't say a curse, but it can be a challenge where we might be bringing the tortillas home and making some breakfast wraps the next morning at the house. And then my wife, who doesn't work at the restaurant a lot, she's homeschooling and doing a lot of the administration side of it. She'll say, oh, these tortillas don't taste like they have any salt in them. And then it becomes like, oh no, do we need to call, you know, the team at the restaurant that day and ask them to try the tortillas and make sure that batch got salt in it, you know, instead of just being able to relax and enjoy breakfast, right? Oh no, did we have a quality control issue? Somebody forgot to add an ingredient to something. So there's that side of it, you know, of being a restaurant owner who likes eating the food that is produced there. Also, we get to enjoy the fruits of, you know, what we do. And, you know, if we make a nice batch of soup, we can bring some of that home for dinner and not have to prepare a second meal at home. And, you know, now we have 4 of our children out of the 8 that work at the restaurant. you know, either full or part-time. That's awesome. So that's been really special.
Okay. What's the array of age on your children?
Our oldest just turned 23.
Okay.
And the youngest is 19 months.
Fun. So,
Fred, he's not helping at the restaurant yet.
Hey, that's like, when you start, right? You strap them in, you have them like stir.
No, one of the cool things, I also am a grandparent now. My my son and daughter-in-law, they have a little boy, and it's really cool because he's 5 weeks younger than our youngest son, who is, of course, an uncle then. So they're little buddies, but she wanted to help out as, you know, he got to be a little older and, you know, obviously getting into things that wasn't going to be an option in a commercial kitchen, but she likes coming in early and doing the baking. So I literally called the health department. I said, hey, got my daughter-in-law. She's got a little guy. Can she put him in the baby backpack as long as he can't, you know, obviously reach the food? And they said, oh yeah, that sounds great. And I was really surprised because I was waiting for them to be like, oh, you can't have a baby in the kitchen. You know, so it's very much a family business, and she loves coming in and be able to, you know, provide some extra income for their family and makes delicious scones and muffins and helps make our tortillas and just do other prep work. But she's definitely expanded our baked good options, whereas we used to have the brownie bites and like one muffin variety. Right. And now a lot of times we'll have the scones, a couple different muffins, and of course still the brownie bites. Don't worry, they're not going away. And she just started making a chocolate chip cookie. And all these, you know, might sound simple enough, but for those of you who've tried gluten-free baking, it's not always easy to make it stay together, make the texture right, make the flavor right, all these things. And so she does a great job with that. So give Ed a shout out. She's done a great job with our baked goods.
Nice. Is there one flour that she likes to stick to? I know with my gluten-free baking, there's so many gluten-free flours and they all work in varying capacities. Do you know if there's one that she works with or does she experiment?
Oh, shoot. You'd have to ask her.
Okay.
I think primarily rice flour, and I think she uses some oat flour sometimes.
Nice.
But as far as the blends, I actually have not probed too deeply. I just...
They taste good.
Yeah. Texture's good. Flavor's good. It's organic, it's gluten-free, passes my test. But yeah, she's definitely experimented in particular with the scones because those can end up being quite dry, which sometimes is how you want a scone, but you don't want it too dry. So she recently did a pumpkin spice scone as we came into fall, and that turned out really well with the pumpkin being in there, adding a lot of additional moisture, and was a big hit. So just things like that, as you incorporate, you know, different ingredients that help get it to be the flavor and the texture that you want. So you're not stuck with, oh, well, this flour always makes it turn out this way. You know, you put squash, you put, you know, zucchini, you know, different things into, you know, muffins and whatnot, and really helps the texture and flavor.
Awesome. I love it. Well, I'm curious, you have a big family. What is the magic? What tips do you have for us with smaller families or growing families to keeping everyone, happy? I don't want to say that, but keep everyone smile and healthy and keeping things flowing in such a big family. Lots of personality, I'm sure.
Excuse me. That is a really good question. I guess really just thankful to our creator. We worship the God of the universe. Some people try to pretend there isn't a God, but that's a little ignorant when you look at the beautiful details of all that he has made. Right. And so we just thank Yahweh as our creator that he gave us his word. And that shows us a lot about how we can be good parents and just loving friends and, you know, good, you know, parts of our community just by loving him and loving the people around us. And so that's something that, you know, we try to just be authentic with not just when we're in front of a customer at the restaurant. And like I mentioned earlier about how it can look different. Now, some restaurants, when you're out front, you're being all nicey-nicey, and then you go in the back, and why isn't this dish ready yet? Why is this not? What's going on? What are you guys doing back here? It's not that way. And that's one of my goals as a person, is just being authentic and congruent to where I'm being the same person, whether I'm, you know, alone with a friend or just with my wife or my wife and the kids. You know, I'm not yelling at them and then going and being nice to customers, you know, trying to, you know, just be kind and loving to people all the time. And of course, like anybody, I mess up in that area, and we struggle as a family with, you know, doing the wrong thing. And then you got to apologize and apologize and, you know, make up and give hugs and move on. Just learn and grow. Right.
Yeah. But, no, for sure.
But really it's the love factor, you know, of just being there for each other and helping each other grow and move on. And my kids are amazing. I mean, they're just such a great example, you know, to me and to my wife. And, you know, people say, oh, you have such great kids. And it's like, I'm not going to argue that point. I agree, but I can't take all the credit, nor can my wife. You know, it's like a gardener. You plant the seed, you water, you fertilize. But you can never say, look at this tomato that I made, right?
Right.
You just help the process along.
Yes, for sure. But,
yeah, so we kind of plant a seed and then feel like, the Father really brings about that growth.
I love it. That's the love, the theme. And yes, watching the little personalities as you water and support. But I bet, I mean, just even with my 1-2-year-old, I'm like, it's just so fun. And each little chapter as they get older is just fun to watch how they grow into themselves, right?
Yeah, I like to tell people, you know, when they say, oh, how many kids do you have? And I say, just 8. And I've been saying that since we've had, you know, 5 or 6, because it's fun to watch their face and see, you know, the shock factor. But it's not 8 kids in diapers, right?
Right.
It's 8 kids that we now have more of them that are contributing more than they're requiring of us. So I call it a lot of firepower, because, you know, they're running a restaurant, they're helping run our household, they're helping school one another, they're serving friends, they're, you know, being part of the community in, you know, a variety of ways. And so, yes, it's a lot of work, but it's actually easier now than when we just had, you know, 1 or 2 children, because it's not my wife and I trying to do everything for them.
Yeah.
So we have, whose dish day is it? Whose breakfast day is it? Who's going to help with dinner? Yeah. It's frees my wife and I up to do things that we have to do while the kids get opportunities to serve their family and, you know, develop skills. And thankfully they've all desired to work at the restaurant so far, all of them that are, you know, old enough to, and that's been really special, as some of them have other goals and aspirations, and that's really great too. We want them to try things and not feel like they have to work in the family business, right?
Right.
But as they are passionate about it and want to, then we're stoked on that and love having them around. So,
yeah, I love that. Oh, fun. So fun. And that's good perspective. Yes. It's not like you've got a 8-2-year-old. Couldn't do that.
Bad.
But so fun. Oh, well, this is fun. Before I move into how people find you, was there anything else that you wanted to add about your business or vision or anything you'd like to share?
I don't know. Not necessarily. I mean, I like to talk, and you know, you're doing a great job with all the questions. I think maybe for people that think that eating healthy is a sacrifice of flavor. I think it's actually quite the opposite for people that haven't really tried a lot of organic foods.
Right.
You know, starting with just the produce in general, the salad literally tastes better when it's grown organically. The nutrient levels are higher, but just the flavor profile in general of an organic, locally grown carrot or, you know, organic celery. Celery actually has flavor, you know, it's not just crunchy.
Yeah.
So like, give it a try. you know, ask us for a recommendation that you've never eaten organic before. Right. Oh, hey, what do you recommend I try? And we can point you in the right direction based on if somebody's a hardcore green juice person versus needing a little more natural sweetness. You know, we have, I think, a menu and just a whole variety of food items that we can, you know, tailor to people's desires, you know, what's going to work for their palate.
Yeah. Well, and I think you're so great. That's a really good point, putting so much flavor and spice and herbs, which are a whole nother level of medicine, right? Makes that healthy food also just really vibrantly tasting, and you want to eat it and can enjoy it. It's not bland by any means. It's quite the opposite. So well said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So people, you're open Sunday through Friday, right?
Yes. We are pretty much sticking with these hours year round, barring a massive amount of awesome people that want to work for us. We've got a great team, but like everybody, it's been a little hard to get as much staffing as we would desire. But yeah, right now we're open on Sunday from 9 to 6, and then Monday through Friday from 7 until 6. Nice. And trying to hold that year round, like I said, with a few exceptions here and there around, you know, different holidays and whatnot. Nice. But yeah, it's nice. Perfect. To have a schedule, whereas that used to try to be open later, and that was just a little much again on the family trying. Yeah. To find life balance, so we're not getting home at 10 o'clock at night.
I love that. You need some healthy meal and relaxation time before starting all over again. I love it. And then your website is citybeachorganics.com if people want to check out your menu. I honestly look at your menu just for inspiration. I'm like, what flavor combinations am I, you know, there's the cookbooks and then there's my favorite restaurants that I'm like, what's on their menu that I can make at home because I don't have time to drive to Sandpoint right now. So I recommend people check out that. And then you're also on social media at City Beach Organics as well, which I believe, does your son run your social media?
We have had different friends help us with it. And so, yeah, it's kind of a collaborative effort, you know, announcing specials and, you know, schedule changes and whatnot. So, yeah, we have a friend, Jess Kimball, that is a local social media mastermind that helps us out and helps other local businesses. And, you know, but yeah, several of the kids and my wife, they all kind of pitch in with it. So.
Nice, fun, fabulous. Well, I always like to end with a question. In the realm of vibrant living, are there a couple of local businesses or people that really inspire your family in Sandpoint or the area in general?
Oh, man. I think it's hard because it's been a journey. So when I say we've been open for, you know, 4.5 years, the journey to get where we are has actually been since we started eating healthy and organic and, you know, just having different friends before, or I should say as organic was becoming more popular. And we had some friends that used to kind of be that hippie type thing from Santa Cruz, California, and just grew up kind of doing the organic thing before other areas were really into it. And they introduced us to eating healthier. And that, as our diet evolved and we started, you know, just changing what we were eating and making more things from scratch, I think that inspired us to want to do the restaurant, because again, we kind of surpassed what restaurants were offering as far as what we needed and wanted. So yeah, I mean, I guess really our customers, if you talk about inspiration for vibrant living, because they've been so awesome to us, you know, they've come in, you know, just so thankful that mm-hmm. we're there. And, you know, saying things like Sandpoint needed this, you know, we just love having you here and don't know what we'd do without you. And, you know, we're in the middle of a remodel, which we're now back, you know, fully open with a little bit of construction still happening. But we were closed for about 2 weeks because of it. And some people didn't know what to do with themselves. they're like, please open.
So flattering.
Struggling here. Yeah. And so, you know, as we were there doing some of the work and just people walking by excited to come in for a meal and, you know, watching their sadness, you know, when they weren't able to come in, but seeing how grateful they are as we've reopened and got back into the normal swing of things. And it's been an honor, because I tell people all the time, even if it wasn't my wife and I and our family owning the business, it'd still be my favorite restaurant, you know, to come in and be a customer, because I've, you know, a few times have I found anything that's as clean as what we're offering.
Yeah,
and agreed. Just served with the same enthusiasm. And yeah, I love our team. They inspire me. I love our customers. They inspire me. And just our community has been, you know, really good to us. So we're thankful.
Yeah, no, I think you definitely have a unique and beautiful experience and tasty, and it feels family oriented. So yes, I'm super thankful that you are up there in Sandpoint, ready for me to come visit whenever I get to come up there. So thank you so much again for joining me today, Bob. This has been a true pleasure.